Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller, and I'm recording the audio for Monday, the 14th of December. Actually, I'm doing it in the wee hours of Tuesday because I've got a new computer and lots of software to get used to, but I had to change the audio recording system here to try to cobble one together for you. And this is my third go around. I'm getting tired of hearing me talk about the markets, but hopefully you'll be interested in some of these comments. So here goes. The trauma that we had last week for stock market investors eased a little bit in here today. That's perhaps not that surprising because everything is really quite oversold. And also we had the U.S. indices, the big ones, big three here, the Dow and the S&P 500 and the two NASDAQ indices, got down close to those November reaction lows. Remember we had that decline in middle of November, corrected an overbought condition, got oversold, and then we had another good recovery on Wall Street. Well, we got back down to those November lows and didn't move too far below them on those three Wall Street indices. Too many other stock markets did move well below their November lows, but short-term oversold, and if this has got any legs in here, then we need to see further strength really throughout this week and beyond. December, as you've heard me say, is statistically, according to the statisticians, obviously, the best month on average for the year. And it's certainly off to a poor start this year, so we're getting atypical performances here by a lot of markets. But so we would need a good recovery here to actually push most of Wall Street's indices back towards the plus side for 2015. Currently, as I speak, the NASDAQ composite index is up 4.65% on the year, but the Dow is down 2.55% and the S&P is down 1.8%. Well, a week's rally would shift that, it would have to go a lot further to create a good December. So the chances of a good ending to the year, well, it's up for grabs because we have such a nervous environment here overall, as you will be well aware. Now, but at least Wall Street did close on the highs in here today. It wasn't a huge gain, although it felt somewhat like it, but we had the Dow up almost 0.2 percentage point, and we had the NASDAQ up nearly 0.5 percentage point, and the NASDAQ composite up over a third of a percentage point. Now, resources markets were a bit lower here overall. I'm talking about Canada, Mexico, and Brazil. And third audio, I just struggle to remember what I've said. I don't want to repeat myself in this audio. Moving on to the bond markets, yields pushed higher. The U.S. 10-year up to 2.2%, and that's still really quite low, but it was a sharp rally offsetting most of Friday's decline in that yield. And the VIX index really swung around here today. When Wall Street was weak earlier on, the Dow was down 100 points at one stage, and that VIX index was up at over 26.5, but then closed lower at 22.73. So that was down over 1.5 overall. It's still a high level overall. But that would come down quickly with an additional or continued rally this week. But it's really that VIX is more a reflector of nervous conditions overall. So it's still a bit high. Now, the U.S. dollar. Here, quiet, a little over 97.6, that dollar index. And in here today, we've seen the Chinese rupee fall for the seventh consecutive day, a controlled devaluation is the way I've been describing it. The Indian rupee has pushed above that, I think it's 66 level. So that's a new low for the rupee against the U.S. dollar. It hasn't fallen all that much this year, but nothing is really able to match the U.S. currency here in this environment. And that's not surprising because it's the first country to, other than the U.K., to be showing some improved GDP growth. There aren't many others. The first major economy, other than the UK, to show signs of improving GDP growth. And also, of course, we're going to get the interest rate hike come the end of end of this week, quarter point interest rate hike. Okay, elsewhere in the currencies, we've now got the euro up over 110, and that's steady overall. Sterling 1.5157, that's down a little bit in here today. Main story here is the commodities, and crude oil had been weak, down at Brent crude down at 36 point, well, it's been weak for days, months, 18 months actually, but it was even weaker earlier today, 36.33 for Brent. It's currently at 37.92, high on the day of 38.43, way oversold. And the WTI a little firmer today, up 64 cents at 36.26, and that had been down to lower levels, 34 and change earlier on in the day, say deeply oversold. And industrial metals down, precious metals also down here overall. And on that note, I hope I haven't repeated too many of those points, all these continuous audios, and that this one will get through to you. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.